Hi, welcome to 7 Habits That Are Dangerous, Detrimental, and Damaging to Your Intimate Relationships. Dr. Tony Victor here, and I'm so glad that you decided to join me today. Today, we're going to be taking a look at that third habit, too much time together. Now, if I asked you and your partner, is it possible to spend too much time together? Do you think I would get the same answer from both of you? Or do you think that your partner might give a different answer than the answer that you give? Well, in most of the couples that I talk with, there's two very different answers. And the two different answers are one of the reasons why there's so much stress and frustration and dynamics in the relationship. And so, too much time together, or trying to figure out how much time together is appropriate, is one of those areas that can either be an area that will create a lot of stress and a lot of frustration, and depending on the way that's handled, oftentimes can end a relationship prematurely, a relationship that could be the relationship of your dreams. And so the question is, how do we handle those differences? How do we deal with differences when they come up in relationships? And this question about too much time together, in the honeymoon stage or when we first start dating, is a question that doesn't really come up because usually both partners just want to spend all the time they can with each other. But over time, in a long-term committed relationship, it becomes important to find a balance in how we're spending our time and our energy and in our focus and our attention. And so one of the most important things that you can do to deal with this issue about too much time together is first becoming aware. Become aware of what's important for you first. Sometimes people are really not aware of how much time that they really want to spend with their partner. It may be you are one of those people that just want to spend as much time as possible with your partner. And it may be that you have a partner that just wants to have some time away, some free time. Sometimes what happens is one partner begins to feel smothered or controlled. And the way they react to that is by just getting away. And when they do that, then the other partner feels rejected or abandoned. And that just leads to that stress and that frustration. So becoming aware of what is really your preference in a long-term committed relationship. Are you one of those that want to spend more time together? Or are you one of those partners that need to have a little bit of space, a little bit of your own time, maybe downtime, or maybe time with friends, or time just with family members? When you become aware of what's important to you, then the second step is to be sensitive that your partner, because your partner is a very different person, may have very different needs than the needs that you have. As a matter of fact, in long-term committed relationships, becoming aware of what it is important to me, and then being sensitive to the awareness that my partner is going to have very different needs. Now, it isn't because you're incompatible, it's just because you're two very different people. And intimacy can grow when we begin to recognize the differences in each other, and instead of trying to change the differences, if we can embrace the differences and see those as opportunities to really begin embracing differences and growing intimacy in your relationship. And the way we do that is really by the third step. Be expressive. It's very important to, once you become aware and you take a little bit of time to be sensitive to your partner's needs, to begin expressing to your partner what your needs really are. But we express them in a very sensitive way, in a way that doesn't make your partner wrong for having a different point of view on this particular issue or on any issue, in a way that doesn't diminish your partner's point of view or demean your partner, expressing yourself in a way that is not criticizing your partner. It may look something like this. To be sensitive to your partner's needs, you may say, "I'm aware that you really want to spend a lot of time together. And I want you to know that you're very important to me, and I love spending time with you. And I want to spend time with you, but I also have a need to spend a little bit of time with my family or just off by myself going for hikes or going for a walk in the woods. And I want our time together to be quality time. So I want to maybe plan how we can spend time together, but also plan on how I can spend some time just doing some other things." Expressing your need in a way that validates your partner's needs, but also validates your needs, is something that your partner will appreciate. And it is one of the first things that you can do to begin creating the relationship of your dreams. So, how much time is the right amount of time for a couple to spend together in a long-term committed relationship? Well, there's no one answer. But there is a resolution to that issue when you can become aware, when you can become sensitive to your partner's point of view, and be able to express your needs in a way that recognizes your partner's needs. So this is Dr. Tony Victor encouraging you to continue to grow the relationship of your dreams. You can do it. You have the power within you. In the meantime, make sure to follow me on Twitter, on Facebook. Find the Growing Love Relationships page on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Google+. And until next time, stay connected.